Democrats. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is joining us on our news line. Senator, thank you for giving us a few minutes this afternoon.
Of course, good to be with you.
You toured New Jersey's new field hospital in Secaucus today. Tell us what you saw and when it expects to be open.
Well, this is a 250-bed field hospital at the Meadowlands Convention Center that was constructed with the Army Corps of Engineers, which I and the federal delegation asked the administration to let the Army Corps help us, which they did, done with New Jersey State Troopers and local labor. And it is an opportunity to expand our capacity. It is the first of four different hospitals that will be set up across the state. And what I saw was a facility that hopefully on Monday begins able to receive patients and can take some of the necessary and needed burden off of our existing hospitals, so they can have people treated there who are not necessarily COVID-19 infected, but will create open hospital beds in the existing structures with all the facilities they need to do so. So take care of people who are having just everyday type of challenges versus those who are on the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, you're also announcing today, Senator, New Jersey is getting its first chunk of funding from the $2 trillion stimulus package?
Yeah, in addition to the $3.4 billion in state stabilization funds that New Jersey will get, we announced $82 million in grants from the Department of Housing and Urban Development to our communities and counties in community development block grants that flows to those cities and counties throughout the state. It's one of the most effective tools we have for helping communities meet their needs. We loosened up the restrictions of CDBG in this emergent time so that, in fact, this could be used certainly to fight COVID-19, whether that's keeping health departments fully staffed, retrofilling facilities for testing, providing grants to struggling businesses and nonprofits. And that's much-needed money. Glad to see the first tranche coming through and arguing for more.
Yeah, arguing for more. There's been a lot of talk about maybe the need for additional stimulus plans. Where are we on that on Capitol Hill?
Well, there is the beginnings of conversations about what a next package would look like. There are those who believe we won't need a next package or shouldn't be talking about it. I disagree. I think we need to get ahead of this entire challenge we've had because we've been basically, you know, behind the curve instead of ahead of the curve, and we need to be thinking of what's needed next. I know in the states of New Jersey and New York and others that are hardest hit, you know, some of the resources that are going to be necessary to deal with the state revenue challenges that for everyday functions that the state needs. We're going to need to continue to deal with our health and hospitals and frontline workers because even when we hit the peak of the virus, it doesn't mean it's over. It just means we've hit the worst, but there's still more to come. And so this is a time to bolster not only in the short term, but in the longer term, our health infrastructure in a way that we are ready for whatever comes our way.
A lot of us cooped up at home. We're relying strongly on the internet these days. I know you and Senator Booker are calling for expanded internet access for low-income Americans. What do you envision there, and how would that work?
Well, what we want to do is ensure that at a time more than ever before, that so many of our citizens who have to stay home, and either they're working from home or they're getting vital, critical information from home, that they need access to the internet. And for many of us who carry our phone and can work, use it as a mini computer, or who have laptops at home and are connected, we just cannot imagine that others are not. But the fact is that there is a digital divide, and in moments like this, that divide becomes ever more costlier. And so we want to expand the universe of who has access to Wi-Fi, who has access to the internet, because right now that access can be life and death.
New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes today. Thank you.
Thank you.